Okay, let's see. Do you know the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned?
No. Does he bleat? Or does a sheep bleat? I don't know. It bleats.
A calf would do that to you?
I don't know.
Okay, I mean, well, you've heard it. Where have you heard it?
Bleating?
Yeah.
I've heard bleating associated with sheep.
Okay. What's the general noise made by a cow during feeding time?
Mooing.
Okay. And the noise that a horse makes?
Neigh.
Or any other word?
Word for it. I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
She's sitting.
Okay. So you'd call her a...
I don't know. Okay.
Have you heard of a setting hen?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Okay. What is the place where chickens live? They live in
a hutch?
Or in a chicken...
house?
Another word?
I don't know.
Sometimes people, if they're in tight places, feel that they're all...
cramped?
Yeah, that C. Starts with C. C-O-O-P.
Coop. Okay, chicken coop.
Okay. What is the bone called that children like to get when they're eating chicken? They can pull it apart.
Pulley bone. Okay. Wishbone.
Is it the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call the larger piece, and what does it mean?
The breast? The larger piece of the chicken?
The larger piece of the...
of the pulley bone. Okay. The larger piece of the pulley bone. One means you're going to get married first, and the other one means you got to make a wish, but which is which, I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat? One word for the liver, heart, and gizzard.
The innards, I reckon. I don't know.
Okay. What are the intestines of a hog called?
Chitlings.
Okay. If it's time to feed, stop and do the chores, you would say yes.
I don't know.
Okay. And do you know any calls to cows to get them to come in for a fast?
No.
How about any calls to the calves?
No.
To horses to make them go left or right?
No.
To a horse to get them to come in from the field?
No.
To start a horse if you're riding it?
No.
To stop a horse?
Whoa.
Okay. Do you know any calls to pigs?
That's suey.
Okay. And do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, any calls to sheep?
No.
Chickens?
Uh-uh.
Okay, if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
bridle?
Yeah, what's another word for that whole thing? Starts with an H?
I don't know, what is it?
H-A-R? Any...
harness.
Okay. If you're driving a horse in a buggy, what are the things you hold in your hand?
The rein.
Okay, and suppose you're sitting on a horse, what do you guide him with?
Reins.
Okay. And what do you put your feet in, too?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. If you're plowing and you have two horses, do you know what the horse on the left would be called?
No.
Okay. If something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little...
further?
Mm-hmm. Or...
something that's not close at hand, it's a little farther away.
Okay. If you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark.
If I was traveling and hadn't finished my journey.
You might say that you had a
rest
before dark.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
To emphasize that you have more to go.
Even further than that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Took a rest. A break?
Okay. Would you say a long way to go or a long way to go?
Oh.
Or a fur piece to go?
No. We'd have a long way to go.
Okay.